Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Which school are you from?
Ashley Road.
Ashley Road. Excellent stuff. So do you know where you are this morning?
Duffy
Park. So what we're going to do is we're going to take you over to our community garden and you're going to plant out some seeds for us.
With the better weather on the way, fingers crossed everyone, and the school holidays here soon, chances are you're looking for something to entertain the whole family that doesn't cost a fortune. The answer is right in front of you and has been for over 120 years when it was gifted to the council before opening originally to the public in 1883. And this year, with help from the Friends of Duffy Park, those 44 acres have something for everyone, as Duffy Park manager Alan Finlay explains.
Obviously, we brought back the paddle boats, which are very popular last year, so they're on now from every weekend and during the school holidays. We've got the historic mound, which is a great feature to climb up, gives you panoramic views across the park and also part of the city beyond. We've also got the model boating pond down in the south of the park, which obviously is used by the Aberdeen Model Boating Club on a Wednesday evening and a Sunday morning. But we also have canoes and kayaks in there during the holiday period as well. And we've also got three play areas in the park. Two of the original ones have recently undergone restoration, which we put in additional equipment, and we put in a new play area last year for slightly older children, which won the best play area in Scotland 2013 from the Nancy Ovens Trust.
And when the weather's temperamental, there's the winter gardens.
It's the third most visited garden in Scotland. We've got regularly over 300,000 visitors to the gardens. And obviously we've got various climatic regions within the gardens, the tropical house, the arid house, the fern house, the temperate house. So there's always something to see all the year round within the gardens.
I know what you're thinking, but the kids are entertained too.
Well, yes, we've got Spike back on a Wednesday afternoon and a Sunday afternoon. But also for children, there's the Terrapins in the Temperate House and there's also McPuddock in the Fern House.
Entertainment and learning for children is a feature throughout the work of the park year-round.
Do you know where we get olive oil from?
Please, kids, say the shops.
There's a variety of things on offer, from general working in the glasshouse to doing some planting, and they can learn about the different plants that we have, the reasons why we grow them. They can do plant up from flowers to food plants, and they can actually take away and watch them grow at home. We, as part of the education programme, we also do tours around the winter gardens or the park, where they can learn about the heritage of the park, they can learn about the uses of plants, the benefits of plants. It's all different types of things. And we also gear a lot of stuff towards school, whatever their projects might be.
I planted some flowers.
And through the summer, when the kids start on "I'm bored," usually about 12 to 15 minutes after they break up for the holidays.
For summer, we run 6 one-week blocks. Each one has a different theme, so it could be trees, birds, bugs, games outside, in the glasshouse planting. There's normally a summer mashup at the end where the kids get to choose their favourite aspect from all the weeks, and we put that all in together. But all the sessions are really interactive. They tend to be able to make something generally recycled or take something home with them, whether it's a plant or a bit of craft or something they've made in the park. And they've all got environmental themes, so they're hopefully taking some good knowledge away with them as well. Booking essential, we would say, because they fill up very fast.
In a moment, the full programme for across the summer months. But first, Tony Dawson of the Friends of Duffy Park retraces the group's work with the park so far.
It's a huge feel-good factor in Aberdeen for the citizens of Aberdeen and visitors from all over the world, but it's not a difficult place to promote, especially nowadays. And the Friends organisation, as I keep saying and I keep stressing, we didn't do the refurbishment of the park single-handedly. We supported the City Council, and many of the workers in the park who have been here for over 20 years, and that's great testimony to the loyalty and everything else that they feel. And the Friends organisation was set up around 2006. And it really got going when the council were successful in the funding bid, which completely revamped the park and it has restored it to its former glory. And the Heritage Lottery people asked that a resurgent Friends organisation assist and promote the park for the people who use it and create a kind of focus. And that's what we've done.
Throughout the summer months, there's an entire programme of additional events taking place at Duffy Park, which includes a sea of tartan as the starting point for this year's kilt walk on June 1st from 9:30 a.m. That's followed by an entire week of fitness and fun with School Health Week from June 4th. Into July, and Duffy Park plays host once again to opera from the Royal Opera House and the BP Big Screens from 7 p.m. on the 15th July. This year's performance is La Bohème. August weekends are packed full of fun days, and the first of those is being organised by the Friends of Duffy Park. Tony Dawson again.
We're amazed again at the public support for this. It's on the 17th of August, 12 o'clock to 4. Who's there? You name it. We'll have wrestlers, we'll have the paddle boats going, we hope to have pipers, we've got live bands, we've got stalls, we've got the horse and cart rides. You name it, there's something for everybody of every age in Aberdeen. And last year, we couldn't believe when 6,500 people turned up, and there's no reason to doubt if we don't get normal Aberdeen weather, rain, then that will surpass that. And every year in the park now, we get more and more visitors. Last year it was 1,160,000 people passed through the park, and that's a fantastic achievement for everybody involved.
The Friends of Duffy Park Family Fun Day on the 17th August from 12 to 4 p.m. That's followed a week later on the 24th by Aberdeen Sports Council Family Fun Day, again from 12 till 4. And August is rounded off with two events in the same weekend, guaranteeing something for everyone on the 30th and 31st. The Clydesdale Horse and Pony Show and the Royal Horticultural Society Flower Show. See the horses each day from 10 to 4 and the flowers Saturday and Sunday from 11 to 5. All available this summer at...
Duffy Park!
Excellent.